Listener Production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The federal government is copping some pushback over its plan for each state and territory to implement their own cap on coal prices. The New South Wales Treasurer believes because it's a national issue, there should be a national plan. Government Services Minister Bill Shorten has told Sky News its crucial caps are introduced to help curb rising energy costs.
This issue is too important not to leave the room without it. I know that Prime Minister Albanese, Minister Bowen, Treasurer Chalmers are absolutely focused. This is, without a doubt, as we approach Christmas, I think the issue which they're most seized on.
A rock fisherman has died in Sydney after being pulled from the water at the Northern Beaches. It's understood the man, believed to be in his 70s, fell into the water this morning and drifted about 700 metres with a life jacket on. A rescue helicopter managed to get him out of the water, but he couldn't be saved. Alleged Australian Islamic State fighter Neil Prakash has been charged with 6 terror offences. The charges include engaging in hostile activity in a foreign state and being a member of a terrorist organisation. Lawyers for the 31-year-old made no application for bail today in a Melbourne court. Brittany Higgins has spoken out after a retrial for the man accused of raping her was dropped due to concerns for her mental health. On Instagram, the former Liberal staffer has called out our criminal justice system, labelling it as asymmetrical, failing to deliver outcomes to victims of sexual assault. In sport, Australia has won the first test against the West Indies over in Perth. The squad claiming a 164-run victory, with Nathan Lyon taking 6 wickets in the final innings. Graham Arnold concedes a Matt Ryan error cost us at the World Cup in Qatar, the Socceroos losing to Argentina 2-1 in the round of 16. And the NRL has paid tribute to legendary league figure Paul Broughton, who's passed away aged 91. Chairman Peter Volandis has described him as an innovative and influential man.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.